Okay, welcome to So Over Podcasts. And tonight I am graced with the presence of Lorenzo Ramone.
Hey yo, what's going on, people? Glad to be back. Feels like it's been a month, probably more, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, man, it's good to be back.
Exactly, and this is Emmy Blaze. Yeah, so
I'm a big
anyways,
fortune.
it's just the two of us tonight, which is always good. You get a bit more time with Lorenzo Ramone and his opinions. Okay, Lorenzo, you've been away for a little bit of time. Really love to hear what your thoughts have been in the last few weeks, this summer, of wrestling and what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just I mean, we're talking about this kind of offline, but I think the wrestling fatigue is a real thing. Because we're getting so much wrestling these days.
So
Coming
much.
compared to so
We're getting so much wrestling.
yes, so much wrestling. This it's almost too much to even absorb all at once. And the wrestling that we're getting, in my opinion, compared to last year, is night and day worse, I would say. Like last year, there was a lot of things going on. We had the conclusion of Cody Rhodes' story. We had the Bloodline, which was the greatest faction story, like in the modern era, in my opinion. We also had the women's division going on fire. Rhea Ripley, she was coming up. Well, actually, she was still established, but what she was doing was entertaining with Judgment Day. You had Liv Morgan. Well, Judgment Day as a whole, they were entertaining. We had better factions last year, is my main point as well.
What was the highlight of the factions on last year for you?
I guess like the Bloodline breaking down slowly. That's one thing. And then on the Judgment Day side, you had the Liv Morgan storyline with Dominic and Rhea Ripley. I thought those are just good storylines to tell, and that's one thing I do like. And if I was to compare the factions last year to the factions this year, it's like the intrigue is just not there with the factions this year. Like, well, I'm speaking specifically of one faction, and I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, go on. I don't know if they remember the
Yeah,
faction that
just
you
it, and yeah, it's and this is gonna be my main point as well. I'm talking about Division, by the way. That's what I'm referring to. Judgment Day. There were always storylines within the Judgment Day themselves. So not only were they a faction, but they were always like you're always on edge, like who's gonna turn on who and why are they acting like this? Like when the leader is around, and when the leader's not around, they act differently. Same with the Bloodline as well. There was always like some kind of tension. Like, is Jimmy gonna fall in line, or is Jimmy gonna betray, Roman Reigns, stuff like that, And then you got the Vision. I know they're new, but I don't. It's just it, essentially it's just Seth Rollins and lackeys and two lackeys. That's what I see the Vision as. Seth Rollins and two lackeys, and they're obviously two up and coming guys, but I expected more from a Braun Strowman than to be a lackey. He looks good physically, but to me, he's a lackey. And he's tied down to
Been Braun
somebody.
Breaker.
Yes, Braun Breaker. Sorry. What did I say? Did I? Oh,
Strowman.
my bad. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. But they both, yeah, the Bruns, they're both tied down to somebody who I have had fatigue from for years. For years and years and years, and he is just not entertaining. And I am referring to Seth Boring Rollins, not entertaining. His promos are boring. He is like the cornerstone of the fatigue itself. He's not the sole reason, but if I was to create a video saying why I'm bored of wrestling, he would be the thumbnail. He would be the
I
thumbnail
mean,
because he.
I think the thing is that is clearly like for you, Seth Rollins is just not your guy. But I don't think he's boring, I actually think it's the situation is boring. I don't like just like that's just me. Like when you're like, I'm reacting to your opinion and what the picture you're painting of him is almost like I actually think I find the other two boring. To be honest, like I find Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker
They are
boring.
boring. Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. I agree
They're
with you.
so
They're
boring,
boring.
and it's actually, to be honest, I mean, I'm not saying he's fun, but he has been fun in the past for me anyway. At certain points, he's been quite entertaining and fun, but I feel like it's almost like the wind has been taken out because there isn't really. I feel like with Seth Rollins, in terms of him trying to get to the whatever top spot there is, he just can't make it there, you know. He just
He's not
doesn't,
that
you
guy.
know. I don't
He's
even think
not.
he's not that guy. I just think I think he's pretty, you know, he's a rest, you know, wrestler that is sort of got a lot of potential, he's got loads of things. But yeah, he maybe yeah, right now he's not being able to be that guy. He
But
could
you
he
hear what you just said there? You just said potential. And he's 39 and been there for 10 years.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still, because there's certain people, it's like, you know, Roman Reigns is great, but he's like a jock. Like, he doesn't, it's more like he just looks amazing. He doesn't really, he's got a lot of, like, a bit of pizzazz, you know, whatever. But I think, like, he's also boring, to be honest. Like, to me, I think he's just like the toy. The perfect met toy for the boys and the girls, you know. He's just like, you know, he looks amazing. A lot of it is riding on that rather than him having to be quirky, where Seth has probably had to work a bit harder because he's a bit quirky looking, and you know, he's like, you know, a bit smaller. That's just my opinion. But anyway, I won't interject. You were on a roll, but I was just thinking, like, I don't really see him as boring necessarily. I just think circumstance and there's potential.
Fair enough, but I see him as boring. I've been bored for 10 years with him in the main event, and you're right, the other two are boring. But this is kind of my whole point of why they're in the faction in the first place, because Breaker wasn't boring coming up, and then you forced him into this faction. Like I said, they're two lackeys. Of course,
I
they're
actually
boring.
think he was boring in NXT. He was
Did you?
quite, he couldn't get past the surface. He was in the NXT for quite a while, and I think he was the sort of, he was almost the face, but he wasn't interesting enough to be the face. Like, you know, that now people are chanting the dog thing. That's been a sort of gimmick of his for quite a while. I didn't really think it was doing that much in NXT. It took him a while to come over, like, considering who his dad is. It should have been a lot faster. Some people have moved a lot faster, as we've seen. So I think they've been trying to figure out what to do with him and how to make him a star. Obviously, he has that thing appeal with his dad being who he is, and yeah, just trying to figure out. And this is what they've come up with: the tango guy, you know, who's got, you know, sort of just spears people all the time because he did that, and that was like he turned heel in NXT, and he was spearing people, and that and he it was supposed to be like a really hard spear, and everyone obviously agrees that's what he should be at, like the only person that's really doing that spear, because of it's like an American football move type thing, and I think he was in the American football player or something.
Those were Marines as well.
Yeah, so I guess that's why they expect that. Well, it works in that way. So that's his whole gimmick, just doing spear.
Yeah. Well, I never watched him in NXT, so I mean, I'm only speaking specifically on his Raw kind of stuff. And I'm not going to say he's absolutely exciting, obviously, but he is somebody I'll give grace to because he's up and coming. So I would say he has potential. But then when it's a Seth Rollins, for example, me, obviously, I've made my thoughts clear on this guy. Even before the faction, I just wanted him kind of to take a break, just take a break. And then did he create this faction? I would say the faction as a whole is boring to me anyway. So that includes Braun. Oh, almost said it again.
Braun Breaker and what's the other
And Bronson Reed, that's it.
Bronson Reed. Very similar names, right? Do you know what I mean? Not Braun.
The Bronze, that's what we need to call them, the Bronze.
Yeah.
And now there's a new member of the faction. I mean, based on what I saw on Clash of Paris, right? I guess.
Becky.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Who?
bad man. Bad
Yeah.
man is part of the faction.
You know what's funny though? I don't find her boring, but
Oh
she
no,
is
she's
very
not
cringe.
boring. She's the best, one of the best things in it at the moment.
Yeah. She just cringed to me. That's it, really. But I don't find her boring. Like, I feel like my dream version of wrestling is just characters that are just weird, cringy, and just, it's almost like they're just, you wouldn't see that anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't,
Yeah.
yeah, like I would see know, there's wrestlers that are on Raw, like I want to say Austin Theory right now. Like I would say he's physically gifted, but in terms of personality, I'll see that when we go to the office. You know what I mean? He's just bland. But you wouldn't see a Becky Lynch in the office. Like I'll put it that
No.
way.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh God, I work from home every day.
Oh, just because it might be a bit much, a bit loud.
Yeah, oh, very loud. Oh my God. Nah. Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe she'll, you know, put some spice in faction. And but I am hearing rumors that, and it's just rumors based on social media that they're planning a Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins versus CM Punk and AJ Lee.
Oh yes, I saw something similar, which, I guess that's a way of bringing people back. Like, it's be quite interesting. Maybe that might spice things up a little bit in terms of the girls versus the boys'
Were you ever like big on AJ
families.
Lee back in the day?
What's that?
Were you ever big on AJ Lee back in the day?
I actually don't know much. I think I missed that segment of her, to be fair.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, just a brief summary. She dreamed of being in wrestling all her life. She came up from, do you remember your old school NXT? Do you remember how it used to be? NXT? With a game show type feel. Yeah. So she came from there. She was just basically a character was just a crazy, crazy girl that would interfere in matches and stuff like that. And then they gave her the title, and then she was basically there before the whole women's revolution, if that makes sense. So the last of the diva era, if that makes sense. And then obviously CM Punk left, and they were getting married when CM Punk left. So then obviously she eventually left as well just because she was supporting her husband because her husband was suing the company at the time. So, but she left quite young. I think she was 25 when she left, I believe. So she, yeah, so she never really got to do much other than winning the belt. But yeah, so she's still quite young now, I believe. So maybe she can, I mean, if Nikki Bella can come back, why can't she, I guess?
I mean, why not? Especially if, well, yeah, Nikki Bella. I mean, I guess that gives her an opponent as well. Like, if she comes back, there's a few people that get, she can fight up to speed, up to scratch with, she can roll with that. So, yeah. Gosh, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting just to see what happens. I'm all up for something a bit different. I think, especially as like now, who else has been injured? There's been a few people
Oh
gone,
God.
right?
Yeah, I can't keep up anymore, the injuries. I really can't.
People gone as well.
Roman Reigns is off TV again. I've only filmed Street Fighter, to be fair. I heard Cody Rhodes is also filming Street Fighter though, so it does.
Oh,
I
is
mean, he's
that
gonna be.
that's why you think we got the injury last night?
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh,
Yeah, so
gosh.
I don't know who. I don't know who else is injured though. Who else is injured?
Who's injured?
Oh yeah, we got Naomi. She's gone, isn't she? Because she was
Yeah,
pregnant.
she's kind of not injured, but she's not able to wrestle.
What do you think here? Can I, well, just on that, by the way,
Go on.
what is your opinion on her as a heel, by the way, just announcing she's pregnant and then relinquishing the belt rather than, you know, just being written off storyline wise, like, oh, someone attacked her backstage and she can just disappear. Now, what is your opinion on all that?
I mean, a heel can still have a baby. Do you know what I
Yes,
mean?
100%.
So she's not really breaking anything where I would think, oh, that's a nice thing to do. She's just bringing another one of her little spawns in the world, or a spawn in the world. And I think she did a really good job in terms of like still keeping that heel thing going. I think the women have been doing a bit better than the men with this type of thing. Well, I'm just more talking about John Cena's twist, where it was a bit too much of a
Oh.
turn.
Oh my God. I haven't been in a while. I just remembered I haven't given my thoughts on Cena's whole thing, have I? Or have I? I don't know.
No, I don't think you have, no.
Okay. But sorry, just on the Naomi, just to wrap that up. Yeah, so I kind of just wanted, I don't know. I don't want to be insensitive, right? But I wanted it to be like a Jade Cargill situation where she just backstage injured. So she
Yeah,
gets
the
written
rest of.
off and then, you know, they can have the baby. Because I feel like heels should be heels, right? And obviously she was getting cheered and all that stuff, which, you know, she deserves it based on the performance. But as a heel, you shouldn't be getting booed. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. That's why I almost feel like I really love him Becky, because she hasn't broke character, and she's had the opportunities where she could have in Dublin, like
Yes.
obviously that was very emotional, and then she just came back and just made everyone hate her again. And then she said the thing about Ozzy Osbourne, which was taking it the heel to another level.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people that weren't happy about that.
Weren't happy about that, yeah. And but I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And it's stretching further than the fantasy of the wrestling world sort of thing. So it's kind of like she's taking it to the town, whereas, like you said, with Naomi, it's a very real thing that's happening with her, obviously with the baby and everything. And obviously she thinks everyone's going to find out about it anyway, or
Yeah.
something like that. So it's like, how do we go about it? And I guess it's the decision between the two, really, how they want to, because she may not return. Who knows? We
Yeah.
don't know. It's very difficult, isn't it? And probably as well, like there's things that were planned. Yeah, you could have just got written off, to be fair. That would have been the easiest route for sure.
Yeah. Oh, how unfortunate. No, it's fortunate. It's actually very fortunate. But at the same time,
It's
you
fortunate, but I think that the guys were saying the same last week, that it's fortunate, but they're really gutted because, she did such a great job, and they're almost like, it's Jimmy, he's done this on purpose to ruin the
Yeah.
so she
Yeah.
doesn't get too big for her boots,
Hey. Hey, man. Congrats to her though. I've always liked Naomi anyway. I support my black queens, so there you go.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, it's great. It's just it was a bit sudden, especially when she's in the midst of being,
Her greatest ever run, basically. Yeah.
basically having that much attention, people being behind her, but for doing something different.
Did we never really got a did that hold? I just realized something. Did that? So we're not gonna get a end to this whole storyline of Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill and Naomi then.
Yeah, no, I guess Naomi's the only one still standing. Bianca has broken her finger, it feels like,
Crying out loud.
extremely badly or something. And then now Naomi's pregnant.
My
So
goodness.
to be honest, I mean, after a while it seemed like they'd had a lull in what they were going to do with that.
Well, you know what? So that is my issue with the WWE right now. Creatively, they're just like, I just feel like they're lacking going compared to last year. And the Cena heel turn alone, that kind of just shows. I feel like we were critiquing it as it was going live as well. Were we not? The
Yeah,
whole.
we were, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, you know.
I mean, the first thing is that Cena's heel turn was really good, to
Yeah,
be
turn
honest.
itself. Yes, the turn itself was good.
The turn actually ended up being very insane. At first, it was a bit kind of like, not sure about this, and then it was great, and then it started to get really good. And then they just decide to change it. And I think, but that all of that is circumstantial, isn't it? Because he's still working, isn't he, as an actor, and he's probably having to promote things and having, he can't, to break the character. It's just, ridiculous. He's doing all these interviews and he's a good guy, because he's probably, at least some kind of good guy.
But do you know what my thing is with that, yeah? So even though you're right, I feel like WWE's made it clear this year that wrestling is fake, right? They've made it clear that you're just playing a character. So if you're just playing a character and you're making it clear to the world now, why can you not be that character in WWE and then everywhere else, you know, be your normal person?
That's true.
All this unreal stuff that they're showing, it's like, come on. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, John Cena's has only got 8 days left, apparently, on his appearances.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're going to space that out. I guess.
Yeah, all the way until where was it again? What was his final pay-per-view again? I think it's Saturday night main event or something like that. Why is it not WrestleMania though? That's kind of weird to me. Just random pay-per-view that no one's gonna remember next year.
Oh, what, WrestleMania?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to end your career at WrestleMania instead of like a random
Like
Saturday night?
at the end of, I guess that's just when the, because whenever they did that, would it be like because that was when Netflix started? You know, they started Netflix in January. So it's almost like a year and say, I'll do this for a year. Do you know what I mean?
But didn't he announce his retirement in Money in the Bank last year?
Yeah,
Yeah, I
maybe
don't know. Who knows? Who
it's
knows
just
what?
when the next he might have a he has something else he's filming or something, you know. He's a busy guy, isn't he? He's on everything really.
Peacemaker pardon as well. It's come back. So.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows, to be honest. I know it's
Oh, really?
really strange. I really like season one.
Yeah. I don't really remember a lot of it though. I will say that it was so long ago.
I watched a bit of season two last week or something. It was a bit much, you know. Like,
Really?
yeah, like it's like, I mean, obviously it's kind of adult and stuff, but it was getting to the, I was seeing some stuff and I was like, I don't think they needed to go this far because before it was kind of like it's comedy slash, you know,
Yeah.
it's great to see John acting in that way, you know. There's a lot of swearing every minute. I'm like, I don't remember it being that much swearing. Anyway, so it feels like they upped the ante a little bit. There was some scenes in it, and I was just like, whoa, this is going somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, scenes of explicit
I get what
nature.
you're saying. I get what
Yeah.
you're saying.
So anyways, yeah, so it's interesting for, you know, even him being in that is funny because obviously he's in this PG thing, you know, not PG, but I mean, look, wrestling isn't 100%. It's a 12, or oh, if even that. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's a bit extreme. So it's interesting, but yeah, he's busy, right? So I guess that's the reason they he's a big one of the big stars, and then you have Logan Paul. I'd like to talk about Logan Paul actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the influences and all that. I feel like as it's quite funny. It was interesting having that talk or sort of like promos between him and Logan Paul talking about, you know what wrestling. Yeah, basically, wrestling is being ruined by influences, right? This is like wrestling is not the same as it was because of the market and the way that people are popular and how they promote it. So, you know, you have people like Logan Paul. He does a good job at doing whatever he does on the show at the
Yeah.
same time. At the same time, it is, you know, then you have all the people on Netflix, like you had Post Malone on there, and then you had, what's his
Jelly
name?
roll.
Jelly Roll. And you start to be like, you know, and then before Pat's disappeared.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah, good riddance. Not in a bad way. But you know, he's kind of part of that, right? He's part of that whole slight influencer thing. He's, you know, he's a big star, like football or sports star type.
Yeah, outsiders essentially, aren't
Yeah, all
it?
these people, and then it feels like, I mean, I kind of, in some ways, you lean into it because it is popular culture, isn't it? It's sort of like an episode of Rick and Morty, where it's like there's so many pop culture references or moments of things that people are talking about inside and outside, so it makes wrestling feel a bit more real.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it takes away from it a little bit. It just doesn't feel like it's about the wrestling and it's about popularity or something. Anyways, it was interesting having that exchange. Like, you know, Logan Paul's just an interesting one to pick up, but him sort of, because there's some truth to it, isn't it? Where he's talking about bringing how helping them get that contract with Netflix or something, you know, I or either him being a part of the pool, because remember Logan Paul's brother was doing that fight with Mike
Matter,
Tyson
yeah.
and stuff like that, you know, and then he was like, thank you know, and now you've got the ESPN contract, thank you know, you can thank me and stuff like that. And I guess maybe there is a slight truth to that, isn't it? So it's kind of like it's, he's got a big pull, and he's, like John Cena was saying, it is ruining wrestling for everyone. Wrestling is just ruin, like, you know what I mean? Is that why part of the reason why things aren't that great? Because they're just resting on this. By the way, CM Punk has got a really great Bad Brains t-shirt on. I don't know if you know who the Bad Brains are.
I do not. Are they a band, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they're a black punk band that
Oh, okay.
basically inspired a lot of the punk movement, and they're celebrated with hardcore punk rockers. But he's obviously, his theme song's "Live in Color," so he's a cool guy. Cool guy. He likes cool stuff, but I
He
don't.
does.
Yeah. Anyways,
But yeah,
so.
so the you no, so on the influences taking over, yeah. So what we should say as well is obviously we as wrestling fans that have been wrestling fans for a couple of years now, we obviously see it going backwards because of influences. Not all of us, obviously, but at the same time, I guess what Netflix and all these influencers are trying to do is grow the audience, right? And they are attracting people that will like that stuff. So they're trying to combine the people that will like that stuff, the new people, and then us, the old school guys, so to speak. I don't think they're doing a good job of doing it though, personally. But I guess what they're trying to do is to get new audience anyway. And I feel like most sports nowadays are actually moving in that direction. If you look at boxing, the highest grossing fights are to do with influencers, you know? Like Love Tyson one, for example. And then even before that, you had KSI and Logan Paul, sorry. Because Logan Paul was boxing before he was doing wrestling. And then MMA, I think Misfits, are you familiar with Misfits? They had a Misfits MMA like on Saturday. And people cared more about that than UFC, which was on the same day. So it's kind of like moving in that direction. Not to say it's a good or bad thing, but I guess their whole thing is okay, you are an influencer, you already have a brand and audience behind you anyway. So they're going to care about who you're facing at a specific pay-per-view rather than watching Austin Fury versus Grayson Waller. Yeah. So, but I'm not saying that's a good thing either, by the way. It's just because it is kind of sad when you look at, like, if you look at an average wrestler, they've obviously had to scratch and crawl from the indies. They loved wrestling since they were like six, seven, eight, probably. They've gone all throughout the indies. Just to get to WWE, and even when they get to WWE, they got to start at NXT and grind from there, then get to Raw. And even when you're on Raw, half the time you're going to start at the very bottom level, losing to people several times, and then you finally get Intercontinental title or title shot, and then you go and become WWE champion. But then you look at Logan Paul, he went straight to the main event. That's kind
Yeah, I
of
think, well, look at, I mean, when you think about all the people that got cut, there's so many people that got cut, and there wasn't necessarily always something that wrong with them. You know what I mean? Some people
Creative, isn't it? It's creative half the time, would you not say?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's that either there's no creative role for them, there's no, there's just no, they don't know what to do with them, or they're just literally in the back. Because they need to put certain people in the spotlight.
I'm just laughing because you reminded me. Is Apollo Crews still here?
I think so.
Yes, how
No,
is he?
he just keeps like still being there. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
he's found a way to survive. I have to credit him. Yeah, he should have been. No offense to him, by the way, but he actually should have been released years ago. Honestly, I don't want to see anyone released, but if you look at the caliber of wrestlers that have been released, how is he still there?
Yeah, I think there's something about him. I like him as well, but it's like there's something, I don't know why. Like I
Yeah, he's.
don't know. But then I guess in a way it's sort of like sometimes I look at Tozawa and the other one. I'm just sort of like, what is this?
I guess they're there to make people laugh, the writers are, isn't that as
But
well?
I don't. But I feel like it's not the joke's over. Like nobody's like laughing at Tozawa. He doesn't even get flung around anymore. Any, you know what I mean? But the thing is, It should be a job where you can be there for a little bit, you know? Why not? But unfortunately, with this Netflix era, it doesn't seem like it is. And it does, I mean, you can even see, like, for example, someone like Becky, right? She's grinding even at the top. I can tell that she's really trying to push herself to make sure she stays relevant and stays in. Do you know what I mean? They're having to work really hard, some people more than others, just to stay. You know what I mean? Like, because there's so many, it's like people realize it's a revolving door.
It's
Like,
true though.
there's someone else that can take your spot at any time. So you have to be undeniable. But that's what Karrion Kross was saying. His advice was, you need to be undeniable. And he was saying that I am, right? You know, that talk to the fans, I'm undeniable, you know. But they, you know, he's gone now, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was I
Everyone
did
thought it was a
think that was
work, didn't they?
I actually did. It was just so weird to me. Like, he even did a YouTube video counting down his release.
Yeah,
But
I
I
guess
was just like,
he knew.
I just thought it was odd. But I mean, people are saying though, if he goes to TNA or basically if he doesn't go to AEW, then it's still a work. That's what they're saying.
Oh yeah,
Because
I get
TNA
because he's still working for the for a company that's
Yeah,
owned.
exactly.
I feel
Well,
like he, I feel like he should, I was saying that you weren't here to the guys that I feel like he should go to something like AEW because I think he belongs in something a bit more edgy. Do you know what I mean? Like I feel like that's the more edgy brand, it seems, it commercially, you know, a commercial brand that's out there. Where you can be experimental, like his stuff with he wants to keep his wife in there, isn't it? That's the probably the, one of what I think is probably one of the main problems in the contract. She's not on there, you know. They don't want the wife. What, you know, what does she do? Do the entrance? There's a weird entrance with his wife. It is weird. Like I'm not gonna lie, like it is kind of weird. She doesn't wrestle outside of that, and it's just weird. So I get why they didn't want to include the wife. No offense.
No, I hear it as well. To be honest with you,
It's
yeah, she doesn't
distracting.
really bring anything to the table, if we're being real.
No. If she was like a wrestler as well, like she did a bit of a Candice LeRae. I know she's doing was doing that thing with Johnny or whatever, but at the same time, she still was wrestling as her own thing, not just like almost like ball and chain for this guy. It's a bit old school as well when wrestling's kind of evolved, except B-Fab has gone back to being a side piece.
Oh God, BFAB. I don't know what's going on with BFAB, honestly. But I noticed
Trying to
that
push her before.
they were briefly, right? She had a title shot, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then was that against who was that against again? Remind me.
Was it the oh gosh.
Feel like it was a women's champion on SmackDown. I forgot her name there.
Is it the what's her name?
I forgot her name. That is crazy.
She's Canadian. Is she
Yeah,
Canadian?
what's her name? How
Chelsea
see the
Green.
fact? Oh, that's it. Okay.
It could have been Chelsea Green or it could have been
I think it was Chelsea Green.
Selena Vega.
No, it was Chelsea Green. I remember now
Yeah.
because I was actually rooting for her because I'm not. A, I am. I'm not. A, I don't. I'm not a Chelsea Green hater. I just wanted her to lose.
Yeah, I think as well, Chelsea Green, like that secret Hermes, not a secret to any of us. We're all kind of fatigued with that. We're all kind of like it's just as bad as the Seth Rollins faction. You know, you got these two people who are quite prolific by themselves, and they've had like runs where they've stood alone, and they could be interesting. They've been put in some random boring suits. As if they're just wallpaper to make this person shine, you know, and it's not fair on those characters. And I guess that's the way of staying in, though, isn't it? That's the way of getting a paycheck every week, is just being degraded to that. Because actually, you know, the Chelsea Green's outfit, some people be like, oh, that's degrading. But actually, being dressed up like them, like security guards for her. is actually really degrading.
No, for sure. Yeah, just no name security guards, essentially.
Exactly. Not even like they could introduce them as separate people, like how they do with the men with Bron Breakker and Bronson.
Yeah.
It's actually awful, to be honest.
It is.
But anyways, so obviously on Raw tonight, CM Punk mentioned that Seth Rollins is just a paper champion who's just hiding behind Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker, and now his wife. And now she's just
Oh boy.
used to being somebody's wife when she's a lot more than that. And that's just because she and he said that she it's not her fault that she married a bum.
Which is probably true, but
I thought you'd
yeah,
like that.
no, I would, but I just, I mean, I think I'm a legit Seth Rollins hater,
You are.
but I really I can't watch his segments right now. I'm burnt out in general anyway, so just Seth Rollins, me personally, I need to avoid his segments until he's no longer a champion.
Yeah.
So just Becky Lynch, then cool, I can watch Becky Lynch. So I'm guessing we are getting the AJ Lee match then, if that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I guess if we're getting, more intimate moments with people's wives. It did seem quite intimate, to be honest. It
Oh,
felt
did it?
like, get a room or something.
What, as in Becky Lynch and CM Punk?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it in different ways. Do you know what I mean? When he's that passionate about someone.
Okay, I see what you're
Yeah.
saying.
It's almost quite adorable, but obviously that's not the game. But I'm just saying it's intimate, isn't it? Talking to someone's wife. We don't really get crossovers between the women and the men wrestlers unless there's a romance, right, or something, on the side, unless there's in a faction.
Of that Dominic and Rhea Ripley, I guess, and Liv Morgan. They were doing, oh, as in facing each other, you mean wrestling each other? Is that
Sorry.
what you mean? No, so in what regards did you mean? Sorry, did you mean because obviously Dominic and Rhea Ripley were teaming with each other for like a period, I believe, last
Yeah,
year.
that is true. But I feel like we sort of split away, then we keep having these things where, we're getting we're mixing or reminding people that these people are married, or something like that, which is obviously I feel like, Becky would mention Seth because it was for effect when people are doing those promos where they're trying to
Get
instigate
heat.
a reaction, get a heat. Yeah, it's like then
Yeah.
they bring in the real personal of what the WWE is usually trying to separate. And it's effective. And then obviously somebody's, it's easily done. Like I guess they're like, say for example, Bianca and Montez on the show, they're not really, they're not coming out together, beef by side more, but
It probably should though, because I think Montez needs that at this point.
yeah, I guess that's the thing. But I guess they are doing that. They're doing this with Seth right now, aren't they? So do you know what I mean? They
I
can't.
think they're doing this because they realized that the group wasn't working, so they're just adding something.
Yeah.
And I see Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker splitting very soon. Actually, that's my prediction. I predict here, yeah, by November, or at least after War Games anyway, that those two will go their separate ways by that point. But I still think Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch will be a partnership up until WrestleMania, because Seth Rollins is not losing that title anytime soon, unfortunately for me.
No, yeah, I don't see that either, unfortunately for you. I'm not really sure what the gag is. There needs to be some sort of at least this is a little bit of spice because she's been so great. But I think Yeah, it'd be a bit of a shame if she's like I don't want, I can't, she's got a lot, she's doing quite well at the moment, but obviously she comes in as like on Seth's theme song, and like one of the best things is that new theme song that she's got. It's like, oh,
Oh,
he's gonna
really?
start coming in with Seth's like slightly we've heard that enough tune, you know what I mean?
You know what's funny? I haven't really listened to most people's themes, so I wouldn't even know.
He's only had it since SummerSlam, so
Yeah.
yeah, it's really good. Like
Is
her
it?
whole entrance is good.
Is it Death Rebel related or?
I guess it's sort of, it's a bit, yeah, it's like kind of simple. Like the old one was like kind of like, oh, it was a bit rocky or whatever. But this one, it's I think it's also because I think it's almost like a. That I like it because it's almost like a homage to her, right? Because like the intro shows different, like probably times of her or something, and it's like because she has been in it for quite a while, and although she did get a bit boring for me at one point, I couldn't stand her promos at one point.
I still can't. Just to clarify, I still can't.
I mean, it was getting to the point where I was falling asleep on her promo,
Yeah.
that type of thing. But
Just makes me cringe. That's it, really.
I mean, I kind of like some of the banter she's coming out with the promos. They got better as she's become a heel. She's become a full heel.
They're
So
calling her Becky Hogan.
Becky Hogan. Well, weren't they
Yeah.
calling Rhea that though?
And now Sami Zayn apparently because he keeps winning. So that's what they're saying.
I mean,
I think basically
you can't
anyone
have
that
too
can
many
win.
Hogans, you know what I mean, in one place.
Sorry? Say again.
You can't have too many Hogans in one place, can you?
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense.
You can't call everyone a Hogan just because they're winning all the time. I mean,
That.
you could say that about Tiffy. I mean, I don't know what's going on there.
I generally don't know what's going on there. And I even mean that on an interest level too, because it's like, who is she? Who's the next person up she's facing? Who is it?
I actually don't know.
This is the problem, see? The fact
Actually
that we
don't
don't
care.
know.
She's doing nothing for that
Yeah,
title.
exactly. I always, and I thought this when she won it, I thought it was too soon. I didn't see the appeal. Obviously, she was a Stone Cold heel when she won it, so everyone liked her because she was had that attitude and this and that. The minute she faced Charlotte Flair, it went downhill from there.
Yeah, I
That
agree.
point specifically, yeah.
I
And
agree.
I said it in the podcast as well. I remember I just said, "Who's the heel in the situation for one?" And if Charlotte Flair is the heel, then doesn't that steal all of Tiffany's steam? Because she was a going in, she was basically a heel while winning the title, and she was able to win the title because everyone liked her because she was a heel. But now she's up against someone that everyone hates even more than her. So, it's just yeah. So, but yeah, it's just funny though. Even on that subject, I feel like SmackDown has gone completely downhill.
You think so? I
Really
mean,
do. You know,
but
it's got a couple of segments.
it was always, not always been, but it for a long time it's been the sort of like not the show that Netflix wanted, isn't it? Raw is the one that they wanted.
Oh,
At
you know
some
what's crazy
point
about that?
was that?
Sorry, you know what's crazy about that? Just to
Yeah,
sorry to cut you
go
off. So the whole Bloodline story is on SmackDown. That whole Bloodline era was all on SmackDown.
on.
That was what everyone was quote unquote watching, the Bloodline storyline. All of that happened on SmackDown. So I just having said that, I don't know why Raw would even be the A show at that point. You know, Roman Reigns, who was the star, and Cody Rhodes as well, by the way, they were both the two top guys for the last 3 years. They were both on SmackDown for the majority of the time. So it's like, wouldn't that be the A show, if that makes sense?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I get
So this
you.
isn't, yeah. But who knows anyway? Who knows? They're both on Raw now anyway. In fact, there's really no brand split anymore, to be honest. It's
There
just
is
everyone's
no
just everyone.
brand, is it? Like, if they do the drafts, who cares? Because
Yeah.
there isn't the only brand difference is NXT, I guess, between,
Yes.
that is a stretch, it seems. They make it as if that, you're stretching over to go to NXT. So, yeah, I mean, I don't get it anyway, and I feel like it's, yeah, SmackDown is sort of where they go when they don't know what to do with you, I guess. They bring people in like Drew McIntyre. You know, poor Drew. You know, he's been slightly relegated, I feel. And he's sort of acknowledging it.
Isn't he number one contender though for the WWE title?
I guess there we go. Yeah. But at the
Yeah.
same time, that run you don't really care about. And Cody's had a baby right now, so.
Yeah. He's been awfully quiet as well, Cody Rhodes. Like,
Yeah, he's got his
obviously, I mean,
fans.
he beat John Cena, and then after that, like.
They don't know what to do with him, and I think now it's getting to the point where he's starting to realize he's probably at his peak
Oh,
because
100%.
he
I mean, the peak was him winning at WrestleMania. That was a peak. Him beating
yeah,
Roman Reigns.
I think he's
Yeah.
sort of he acknowledges that he's pretty savvy, and he can
He's
see,
self-aware, isn't he?
yeah, he can hear the boos and stuff
Yeah.
like that, and he's probably not really sure. And I think I think they keep doing little tests, isn't it, where they're chanting his, somebody says, oh, says his name, they're like, oh yeah, and Cody Rhodes, and they're like, you know, because you know people were sort of booing because they're fatigued with him, they're bored. So he's done at least done what you said and gone away. But I think we've set, say for example, going back to Steph, you know, why has he
Oh,
not
God.
got the memo? Because people still sing his song, right? You know, so he doesn't
You know
really.
what it is? No, but people can sing your song, that's fine. But, like, I could listen, I'll be honest with you. I would, yeah. Let's say we went to a WWE event in here in the UK, O2. If Soft Ferns came out and everyone was saying, "Whoa," I'll do it as well because I'm just, you know, it's just a vibe in it. We're all fans watching the product. But after the song, I'm not. There's nothing else I have to cheer about. I don't want to hear your promo. I might go to the toilet when you're talking. But the whole "Whoa," I'll do that with everybody else.
You do it as well,
Because it's just, you know, it's a vibe in it. We're all catching a vibe, you know, blah blah blah. But when you start cutting a promo and laughing, that's when I'm leaving. That's it.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Oh, I am the greatest of all time. Okay, cool. Well, I'm not entertained.
Very funny.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that guy.
I don't know. You know, I think he's just gonna have to deal with it because he's in the show. It's
You
just.
know what? I will say this as well. Sorry to cut you off again, but I will say this. It, and this is me imagining it because this is I have no evidence to say this, right? But part of me thinks Seth Rollins is jealous of Roman Reigns, you know? And the reason I say
Okay.
that, well, yeah. So one, he had a heel faction. He was able to generate numbers and mold a contract in which he could become a part-time with said run because it was so popular. So Seth Rollins in my head is like, oh, let me try and do the same thing. And obviously, you know, I'm a workhorse, therefore the fans will respect me just like they respected him. And I'm going to create a mold of faction around myself and hopefully, you know, it will generate the same buzz as Roman Reigns' faction. Now, obviously, I have no evidence to suggest this. This is just me putting my hair goggles on. But I'm just going to assume that is the case and I'm going to use this as my agenda moving forward.
But then I guess in a way he could have made that a storyline, but he like Seth could have made that a storyline. He could have made that you know, that real sort of competitiveness a storyline. I guess you know, you're like you said, that's almost like a assumption, right? You're assuming
100%. There's no, I have no evidence to suggest anything. I'm literally just creating.
you're
It's
thinking
essentially fan fiction.
I feel terrible because his hasn't been successful. And
That again?
you're thinking he must feel terrible because his faction hasn't been successful. And looking at somebody who he probably would like to be in terms of the top person or the most popular wrestler,
Exactly.
you
Because
know.
they're all competitive. I mean, they're all really chasing the same spot. They all to be number one, especially those two who grew up. They essentially grew up in
Yeah.
wrestling together. So, you know,
Weren't
There's
they
always,
friends?
I know they're friends, but they obviously, there's competitiveness there.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, exactly. It's just, unfortunately, you got to try these things out and see what happens and see what lands and what doesn't. Do you know what I mean? So.
Know what? That is, I think that's the era we are in this year. Just trial and error. I think that's what you, that's what you could label this entire year in WWE, in my opinion. Trial and error.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's there's a lot of error at
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, exactly.
the
But hey,
moment.
man, maybe it's a sign that next year, because this is all experimenting this year, so next year might be the greatest year in the history of wrestling.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they have to learn from their mistakes and stuff like that. But it's kind of hard because, as we were saying, the landscape of wrestling is changing. So,
100%. Yeah.
what is going to evolve from influencers coming in and then wrestlers being kicked out? So it's
Yeah.
going to
Ticket
be,
prices going up as well.
it's going to be a show about influencers pretending to be wrestlers or moving into wrestling.
And celebrities as well, I guess. But I guess that's around the same. They're pretty much the same thing, right? Influencers, celebrities. Because
But they
Jelly
kind
Roll
of,
was a. Is it,
yeah.
what are you going to say, sir?
No, so well, they kind of were doing that in the past. They've always had what Johnny
Yes.
Knoxville from like
Yeah,
Jackass,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
even
I
Trump
actually liked that,
himself.
by the way. I didn't mind that, just to clarify.
Yeah, but it was very like it wasn't all the time, whereas this is a lot more
Yeah.
frequent.
Just for WrestleMania, basically.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, he punched the Miz, didn't he?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
it was pretty ridiculous, but it was kind of respectful because it's not somebody who's training to really wrestle, do the wrestling.
Yeah.
It's he's been told one time and that's all, you know what I mean? But I guess who did we have before who came out with The Rock?
What, Travis Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott, like, he didn't really do much either. In
I heard
turn,
they banned him, actually.
they have, yeah, they've banned him for
Because of the slap.
Cody Rhodes thing, yeah, it's
Yeah.
ridiculous, absolutely behave yourself, like, come on.
See, and that's so sad. He's a part of John Cena's heel turn as well,
Yeah, I
isn't
know.
he?
I
Got his
mean,
own entrance.
it made moments, they made some moments.
Yeah.
That's what Triple H always says. It's all about moments. We're here to make moments.
Ah, fair enough. I get it. Just make it entertaining as well, though, please.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, and I feel like we need a little bit more moments, but we also need some storytelling. And also, some of the moments aren't that amazing anymore.
Yeah,
Like.
exactly.
You can have like it was interesting having The Rock and Travis Scott come out. Do you know what I mean? And at some point, it doesn't feel so cheap. And then they were talking about Cardi B for so long for this SummerSlam. I thought she was going to actually, get involved or something, but she didn't do anything.
She just announced something and then left, didn't she?
Yeah,
Yeah.
like I guess that's how much they could do, or how much can you pay someone, or. It's expensive getting these people coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're seeing a Rock anytime soon either, because he's slimmed down
Yeah,
completely.
I'll
Yeah,
find his
for his movie. Yeah. Yeah, so he's probably slimmer than Sami Zayn at the moment. Yeah, so we're not going to see him until. Well, really, I think that should be it for him anyway, because the last. He had one more match in him, and it should have been Roman Reigns. It didn't happen. So I think that should be it, and he should just retire, because I think he's older than Triple H, I think. So. No, maybe not. Maybe they're the same age. But yeah, you got no more matches in you, so.
This is controversial, but
Go ahead.
did you hear about Triple H with Rhea Ripley and people saying that it seems a bit creepy?
Oh, what's he done? What did he do?
Oh, just like how close he is like backstage with her, and how he seems to always be like rubbing up the girls.
Know what's funny? I've heard that same thing about CM Punk, though.
Oh yeah, because he's always was like
He's
with.
always with the NXT ladies, and he's always like just a bit too close. So I've heard similar things. I haven't heard that specifically with Triple H and Rhea Ripley. I've heard that he does like to just insert himself into
That
cliques,
sounds
appropriate
wrong.
cliques.
That
Oh
sounds
yeah. My bad.
wrong.
Phrasing, phrasing,
I think
phrasing.
this is obviously a lot of it is like hearsay, and it's
Of
probably like how
course.
things look, you know.
Yeah.
You know what the other thing I was thinking? It's like, you know, these guys, they were considered quite sexy guys, you know what I mean, back in the day. And it must be so weird to be the old man now. Like, you know,
Yeah.
it switched from like, you know, years and years of being like, you know, they work out to be hunks or whatever, and then it's like being around women, it's like, why would anyone see that as creepy, right, to them? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way, or like young girls and stuff, and their thing is maybe, oh, we're here to mentor and
Yeah.
lift and stuff like that. But I think, you know.
I mean, one thing I'll say is WWE is not estranged to those situations happening. As we know, the leader of WWE for years, Vince McMahon, he's obviously not there anymore for reasons that kind of relate to what we're talking about. So we're not, we cannot exactly say, oh no, Triple H, no, I can't imagine him doing it yet. Well, it's definitely possible. So, but I mean, obviously, we're not accusing anyone of doing anything, but the rumors are there. And I wouldn't be completely utterly surprised if things were going on. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, especially when some people get
Yeah.
seems like special treatment than others, or you
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
know.
but I mean, what we all say though is Rhea Ripley is definitely one of Triple H's favorites for 100% certainty. Yeah, people get special treatment, and we're not even sure what the reasons are. They could
Someone was
be.
saying it's because she's sort of like changed her look to be like China.
Oh,
You know, and so
wow.
then, you know, it's like he feels bad about what I was trying to do.
Oh, that is wow.
Yeah,
That is
people were saying still. And then
wow.
they were saying, because originally she was blonde and she looked kind of
He
like
was
Charlotte
blonde.
Flair, and they couldn't have too
Yeah.
much Charlotte Flair. So then she changed the look, and Triple H seemed to get very, very motivated suddenly.
Is, you know what? Whoever came up with that, fair play to them. But that is very well thought. I didn't think of that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Very controversial.
That is controversial.
And then
You should
obviously
actually
they
have a
say
controversial
Buddy
opinion.
Murphy got let go, not, you know, like after she net changed that look.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Buddy Murphy kind of looks like he looked like Triple H in a way.
Think so.
The short-haired Buddy Murphy looks like short-haired Triple H, but younger. I put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, they had long beard and bald. Yeah.
Maybe she's the one. Maybe it's not Triple H, it's her that's obsessed and
Are
just
they
wants.
married, by the way?
Yeah, they're married. Yeah, her Buddy Murphy and her are married. So
Interesting.
yeah, they've been married for a little bit. You know, they seem quite sweet couple, to be fair.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did get married, cousin. Yeah, I did research that, but only because I was paying attention to the Dominic Mysterio storyline, and I was like, oh, okay, they can probably sell this properly. But
Yeah,
then she was tweeting about marriage stuff, and I was like, oh damn.
they were really selling it, weren't they? You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
definitely.
Daddy Dom.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. It was well, that wasn't it. That was a great era, to be honest. All of that stuff, and then don't know what happened.
You know, it's funny. We could have talked for 4 hours about the things that were going on last year, or the
Yeah,
year, or 2 years ago, honestly.
for sure. For
But
sure.
now it's
It
just, you got, I don't know. I don't know, man.
feels like they're
But
trying
anyway,
to do
hopefully.
something interesting with CM Punk, though. Not CM Punk, sorry, with LA Knight. Not interesting, but they're trying to make him a bit more main event. They're trying to step him up a little bit by mid card vibe. Do you not feel
Who
that?
took the pin? Who took the pin at Clash of Paris?
Who took the pin between?
Yeah, who was pinned? Was the first to win the match?
Oh my goodness, who was it? Sorry, it literally was yesterday. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness. Was it
Was it CM Punk?
CM Punk would have been pinned, yeah, because she did the uppercut and the in the men.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, because I actually thought it would be LA Knight that would take the pin because he usually is the fall guy. That's good then because I hope he does get pushed because, I mean, the thing is, the minute he wins the title, I know fans are going to be tired of him. It's just a cycle. It's like fans were tired of Jey Uso the minute he won it. Fans are tired of LA Knight. Well, they're not tired of him, but I think that will happen.
It's the same type of character, not character, but it's a character, a wrestler, it's like, like Jey Uso's became a character wrestler.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I think we've given it a good natter, haven't we? Considering both of us don't think a tremendous a lot has been going on. But you
Yeah,
haven't
exactly.
been here for quite a bit, so you had a lot to say.
Yeah, I was able to vent a bit for sure.
Yeah. Do you feel lighter?
I do actually, yeah. Actually, I'm hoping for a better final quarter of the year, wrestling wise. We got Wrestlepalooza coming up as well, so
All this stuff coming up, like I saw that. I was just like,
yeah.
you know what? We don't need any more of this. This
No,
is
we
like,
don't.
it's almost like a joke. So
It's
true.
like,
It's like this is a joke, right? Like this is not a real event. Look,
yeah.
loser.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, it's
I
like,
think it is though.
loser.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like we don't. It's too
Yes,
much
it is.
events and. Actually, not enough going on for the events, like
Exactly.
interesting things or monumental twists and turns or anything. It just feels like an event and it feels money grubbing, basically.
It is. We know it is as well,
Yeah.
honestly. Like, honestly speaking, there shouldn't be any more pay-per-views until Survivor Series.
No,
Yeah.
exactly.
Like, because that's all we care about.
Because if you ride it out, figure out what your storyline is, and then architect through that, and then we can sort of craft a great story through that, rather than just having pointless pay-per-views or things that
Exactly.
it feels like you're moving the story forward, but we as fans know that it's just lazy.
Lazy booking.
And it's taking up our resources of time because they're long, those pay-per-views.
Oh yeah, 5 hours. No, not
Like
good.
the Clash in Paris, that was so long. Like that didn't need to be that long.
Nope. Fame in the entrance. This
Yeah.
is 30-minute matches and then 30-minute adverts.
Yeah, just not
Yeah.
necessary at all.
Nope. But it's a new era, I guess.
Yeah, it is a new era. But anyway, you know what we never mentioned? The Uncle Howdy faction.
The
It's
Wyatt
part of,
Six.
yeah, it's part of the tag teams. That one is just like that's another entrance that takes forever to come down. People were singing the theme song this time though in Paris.
Oh, well, yeah, Paris. I mean, they were up for most things, weren't they? So
They just don't
they
get
were
anything
all,
going on there, so.
yeah, exactly. I mean, they were kind of quiet for the Nikki Bella match, but I don't
Yeah.
blame them because it's Nikki Bella, so.
They were chanting Becky, the heel.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame them at all, by the way. Nikki
Yeah.
Bella's never been entertaining. Even when she was at her peak, she was boring. So yeah.
I feel for her, she's trying to be get in there, be relevant, trying to act like, people. She's like, you're not as you can't be a Bella. And it's like as if
Want to
she's
be a
got
Bella.
her fans, her ballerinas or whatever, that I don't know what they are.
What the hell is that?
I just say,
Oh my God.
Bella Army or something. And it's like, who? Where are these? Where's this army?
It's imaginary. It has to be. There's no army.
Oh, it's just sort of one of those things. It's like getting a bot online, you know, where you're like, look, I've got all these fans.
Yeah. Well,
You
actually, to be fair, yeah. I mean, it being on Twitter as long as I've been on, everyone's got fans. I've realized, so,
know.
especially the women. There are people that will ride or die for somebody on Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
No, I
yeah.
think for sure. Like, I'm sure she does have those fans, but it's just sort of, it's just not those days anymore. Like, people want to see women that can fight as well as look hot, you know, like the
Yeah.
two combo, that's what they want to see. You in your pants, but you can really throw that girl, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'll never get over the push-ups at the Royal Rumble, so
Oh yeah,
yeah, those are just shocking.
it's quite fun her being against Becky, because she's giving it all that gob that she's got on her about saying, you know, just telling her as it is.
Oh, yeah, didn't she mention John Cena in the promo? I think so.
What's that?
I
Yeah,
think
she did. She referenced
she
it.
mentioned John Cena in the promo, didn't she?
Yeah, she said you
Yeah.
can't see him anymore. It was
That's
great.
kind of funny, actually.
It was funny. Like, Becky's promos have been good lately. I'm a big fan of Bad Man.
No,
Bad Man.
I've noticed. See her here. I've noticed. I don't listen. I don't hate it. I don't think she's boring at all. So,
No.
especially not compared to these other women. Oh, just no, not even the women. Everybody. Never mind.
Yeah,
Most
everybody's kind
characters.
of boring at the moment. There's some
Exactly.
people got no business being boring, but they are. But as I said, if within their power, is it the storyline? Do they have?
Oh, yeah, it's probably what mostly on the story then.
Yeah. All right then. Well, it's been fantastic talking to you. I'm glad you feel lighter. We should be back hopefully next week or so. I think, yeah, next week. But yeah, like hopefully we can catch you again next week with more of the crew. Because
Good man.
they've missed you.
Good.
We've
Sounds
missed
good.
you. Okay, well, thank you guys for tuning in. Like and subscribe and all that jazz. And yeah, forward it to your friends. See you later.
You later, guys. Peace.